This is Ozarks at Large with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. She is wearing her mask. I am wearing mine. Is Lee Wood, General Manager of 91.3 KUAF. Happy Thanksgiving week.
Happy Thanksgiving week to you, Kyle.
Happy Thanksgiving indeed. Thought, you know, we're into the ninth month of the pandemic. It's been more than 250 days since we've really allowed anyone who wasn't on staff in our building.
Yes.
And as we move into this holiday period, I thought, good time to check in on what's going on with the station, where we are. We've had some successes in the fundraising department. Our listeners, our supporters have come through so far in 2020.
Absolutely. The listening information that we have and the fundraising information, obviously, that we have really tracks for KUAF as it does on the national level. There's an enormous amount of listening happening. That always happens during an election year. And then this particular election year, with everything that's been going on, there's vitally important information that's being put out by this station and by public radio stations around the country. And people are relying on it. They're listening to it. And of the people who are listening, we've seen over the last 7 months that the loyalist listeners, those who listen really mostly to this station and public radio stations, their loyalty is higher than it's ever been. Mm. It makes sense to me because of, just like I said, there's so much important information every day that's coming out. And our service is more important to our listening audience than perhaps ever before. So it's wonderful that our listeners are there with us. They're depending on us. And we have very luckily had great success fundraising from individual listeners. And we're grateful to everyone who's come through to support the service that they listen to and rely on every day.
So many things in our lives have changed. One thing that hasn't changed, people are listening. One thing that has is the times when they're listening, because our lives during this pandemic have changed.
Well, and it's interesting if you think about it, you know, we're never the normal people to think about, you and I.
That's true.
I have four radios in my house, right? And that is not a normal thing for most adults my age or even older. Radios are not that common. Radio listening is in the car in large part. And we've known this for a long time. The daily car commute has changed, or it's in some cases it went away. And that did change the way that people were listening. It shifted the time slightly, so it was a little later in the morning, a little bit later in the day. 9 to noon saw a bigger audience because people were more at home and were listening that way. But really, digitally is where we're seeing the huge increase. We knew this was coming for a long time, and it's almost like the pandemic was just the shove that really made it take hold. But smart speaker listening and listening through your phone or computer, it has taken a huge increase. And NPR, through their various platforms, their website, NPR One, and other ones, during the week of the election, they broke records for people who were logging in and listening and streaming. So that is a difference. It doesn't mean that people aren't engaging with you. It's just a little bit of a different format.
You know, my mother has been listening for the past couple of years to KUAF and Ozarks at Large because she lives outside of our broadcast area. She'd been listening through her iPad.
Mm-hmm.
She's had some health situations recently, and she wanted to be also able to just listen to local radio at her home. The radio she had, which was, I don't know,
who knows?
I had it when I was in high school, so it's old.
Yes.
It finally went away. So I went, she lives in rural Arkansas. I went to the Flippin' Walmart.
Yes.
And went to their audio department and couldn't find a radio. And I asked one of the young clerks, I said, I'm just looking for a radio. And he goes, do you mean like a smart speaker radio or like a iPad radio? I said, no, a radio.
FM.
Yeah. And he said, oh. Well, Flippin' Walmart doesn't carry radios anymore.
Yeah. Not very many places do.
Yeah.
Radio Shack.
Yeah.
I would go to Radio Shack.
Now, I do think if you go to some bigger Walmarts, no offense to the Flippin' Walmart.
Sure.
But
it's indicative of the nature of how listening is changing.
Yes.
And that is very much the case.
I want to say a shout out to all of the others who work here at KUAF.
Absolutely.
Because when you think what has happened in really not just 2020, but the last 13 months at KUAF, all the different special coverage, the local coverage, we have broken into programming for debates, election results, Supreme Court hearings, impeachment trials, special national and state coverage of the virus.
Yep.
We've added podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
We've had more timely reporting in the last 12 months from Zuzana and Antoinette and Daniel and Jackie and Timothy and everybody else. This staff has worked harder.
Absolutely.
And more differently in the last 10 and 11 months than they ever have. And I just can't say enough about working with them.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I feel like everyone here really rose to the occasion. I mean, we knew that something historic was happening. And like a news team, everybody came together and started doing the work they've been trained to do and have timely and accurate and needed information from the morning newscasts every morning
mm-hmm.
to the updated COVID-19 local information page, which we kept going on KUAF.com for months. And even those that you don't hear on the radio, we've had to really think a lot and make some decisions about our underwriting program to be able to change with that digital listening. We've had Sherry Ottaviano, our membership director, has been working her tail off trying to find ways to engage with our audience, especially during these fundraisers as they take different forms. Everyone here has adapted and taken it so seriously
uh-huh.
and worked. I mean, holidays, weekends,
right,
all of it. I couldn't be more proud to be on this team.
I couldn't either. There has not been a weekend in the last 10 months that we haven't had at least 4, if not as many as 9 KUAF people working.
Absolutely.
Finally, there will be a winter fundraiser, and I just want to tease what you can get if you contribute in a certain way. It's this really nicely packaged CD with Chad Maupin art that celebrates this program.
Yes. So this is the thing. Despite everything that's happening this year, there are 2 really important anniversaries. One is that this is the 35th year that we are an NPR affiliate for the
yes.
station as a whole. And then this is your 30th anniversary as hosting Ozarks at Large.
Right.
I know you know that. I'm just telling you. And one of the things we've done to celebrate that is we have compiled, oh gosh, how many? 16 stories over the past 30 years. That's a difficult thing to do
right
there. And it's in a 2-CD set of Ozarks at Large celebrating 30 years. And it will be available during our winter fundraiser, which is December 7th through the 11th. And this is a collection that no one else, you cannot get this anywhere else.
And it's this wonderful mix. I didn't pick the stories, but it's this wonderful mix of things like when music was recorded in an empty water tower
yes.
in Fayetteville, to conversations about race that led by Antoinette Grajeda. But then, also on this, Dizzy Gillespie,
yeah.
Willie Nelson,
yes.
Peter Coyote,
yes.
Bill Clinton, Sam Walton.
Al Bell.
I mean,
Hank Kaminsky.
Yeah.
It's an incredible piece to memorialize the work that you've done for so long. But also, I feel like it's this really great sampler. Like, I want to give it to someone who doesn't
yeah.
live here and say, listen to this amazing stuff that happens in this corner of the world that we live in. And it's also, I will say this, Kyle, it's really fun to listen from the beginning track through and hear the ways in which you've changed over the last 30 years.
Well,
I don't want to lose sight of the wonderful things that have happened this year because it's been such a hard and trying
mm-hmm.
year, but we've had some really wonderful collaborations with Ozark Brewing Company and with Arcega's Coffee Roasters and with the Fayetteville Public Library and with the
right.
Roots Festival and the Pryor Center. And it's solidified to me, you know, how important what we're doing is to our community, and we should celebrate it.
Yes. And one more shout out to the people who don't work in the building but have contributed to this show week in, week out. Raven Cook, Leah Uribe, Randy Dixon, Catherine Shields, Roby Brock. I'm going to forget people.
Robert Ginsberg, Mike Shirky,
yes. Paul Kelso,
and Rob Wells, who have continued to make their programs and
yes.
have not skipped a beat.
Yes.
This takes a community, and It doesn't feel like we're in a community so much, but when you listen to the radio, you can hear the community.
Lee Wood is general manager at 91.3 KUAF. Lee, again, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for stopping by. Everyone, keep washing your hands, keep staying away from each other, and keep wearing your mask. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Kyle.